it would probably quickly weaken and bleed to death anything it got a bite on. The bites on these animals are really very powerful, and they not only simply can bite out a big chunk of meat, but they can crush and swallow whole bones.
They're eating some of the biggest animals the Earth has ever seen. Allosaurus was feeding on sauropods, animals that are multi times the size of our largest mammals today, the elephant. And they were bringing these animals down.
Unlike humans, who get two sets of teeth in a lifetime, Allosaurus was able to grow new ones when old ones were ripped out during a kill.
It's just really amazing to imagine the power involved in biting into a bone that's as big around as a medium-sized tree trunk and leaving your tooth embedded in there. And of course, once the tooth is lost, Allosaurus can simply regrow them.
Secondly, Allosaurus had claws, a deadly three-pronged rake that ripped through thick hide and literally tore the flesh out of its prey.
The hand claws would have been like an eagle on steroids. They're long, they're curved, they're actually very similar to eagle claws in shape, but backed by huge muscles.
Allosaurus, among the meat-eating dinosaurs, had the biggest claws of any of the animal. This is a replica of the claw, and if we look at this, this is the ungual. This is the actual bone that's under the claw. As you can see, it would be much like a bear claw, a couple carinae here, very effective in ripping, puncturing, and grasping its prey.
The hands of Allosaurus are really impressive. When you look at the hand claws, you notice that they're rounded underneath. They're not sharp at all, which would tend to indicate that these hands are used for grabbing, puncturing, grabbing, and holding on to prey animals versus, say, an animal like Utahraptor that tended to have a sharp blade on the underneath side of the claw, which may have been used to cut and slash.
Allosaurus also relied on speed for catching prey, its third adaptation.